美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
美国人有一个说法是形容这种情绪的，那就是
To give someone a piece of one's mind. To give someone a piece of one's mind. Peace is spelled P-I-E-C-E, and mind is M-I-N-D. To give someone a piece of one's mind.
To give someone a piece of one's mind.是指对某人大发雷霆。例如，有一个人开汽车出门，在路上一个开车不守规则、横冲乱撞的人把他弄得很紧张，差点没出事。他回到家里还在生气，于是他对家里的人说
The stupid idiot passed me on the left, then cut in ahead of me so close, I had to jam on the brakes to keep from hitting him.When I caught up with him at the stoplight, I rolled down my window, and boy, did I give him a piece of my mind.
这个人说，那个混蛋，他从我左边超车，然后在靠我很近的地方就往我前面挤，我不得不急刹车，否则我的车就要撞上他车了。当我在红灯的地方和他平行的时候，呵，我可把他臭骂了一顿。下面这个例子是一个公司经理对他的办公室主任不满。他说
Today I'll give my business manager a piece of my mind. I'm tired of him coming in an hour late every day. I'll tell him to be here on time or look for a job someplace else.
他说今天我得好好的把办公室主任说一顿。他每天迟到一小时，真叫人讨厌。我要叫他准时来上班，否则就到别处另找工作。在美国口语里，有一些表示生气的习惯用语，都是由 tell 这个字组成的。其中美国人最常用的一个就是
To tell someone off. Tell is spelled T-E-L-L and off, O-F-F.To tell someone off.
To tell someone off 也是表示生气，但是也包含一些拒绝某人要求的意思。例如
My brother-in-law borrowed $200 from me 6 months ago and never paid me back. So when he tried to borrow another $200 last night, I certainly told him off.
这句话翻成中文的意思就是我的姐夫半年前问我借了200块美元，可是一直没还我。所以当他昨天晚上又要问我借200块美元的时候，我把他好好说了一顿，没借给他。在美国，有许多地方汽车是生活不可缺少的一个工具。汽车也确实给人们提供了许多方便，可是一旦汽车出了毛病，那就麻烦了，因为大多数车行要价很高。还有的欺诈顾客，下面就是一个例子。
Can you believe this mechanic charged $800 to fix my car, and it runs worse than it did before? Tomorrow I'll go back to tell him off. I'll make his ears burn for a week.
这人说，你信不信，这个修车的人给我修一下车就要我800块钱，可是我的车开起来比修车前还不如，明天我得去骂他。我得让他一个礼拜都感到害臊。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。